telling you, Fred, you don't get quality bumper music like that just anywhere.
You know what this music reminds me of? It reminds me of the stuff they used to play on the Love Boat in the 80s. All right?
I love this. Good afternoon. Welcome back. Andy Parks, Fred Grandy, live from the Washington Times on 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT, and RLTV. Check your local cable listing. And let's check in with Mary Beth Hicks, shall we? She wrote a great article today in the her column in the Washington Times. A parent's potshot heard round the web. Now, Mary Beth Hicks is a Washington Times columnist and author of the book "Don't Let the Kids Get Don't Let the Kids Drink the Kool-Aid: Confronting the Left's Assault on Our Family's Faith and Freedom." I'm sorry, I got all tongue-tied because of this music. I just I can't stop I can't stop dancing. Yeah. You know?
I feel like that is the sound of not being able to find a parking place at the mall.
Yeah, that's
exactly
what
it.
That sounds like
that,
in your head.
That frenetic pace.
That's
you
right.
know. That's how are you, Mary Beth?
I'm well, you guys. How are you guys doing today?
Oh,
well,
we're
good, but I have to tell you, we have some disagreement over your latest piece in the Times because
I am not
as enamored of this as Andy because I don't think this ever should have happened. But I'll let you describe it, and then I'll begin my abuse.
Yeah, kind of set the stage for us. What happened?
Yeah, absolutely, and I probably Fred don't disagree with you on that, in that I think that this what I wrote about today is a private email which was exchanged between a father and his adult children.
Right.
And he is a retired nuclear sub captain in the British Navy, mm-hmm. and his name is Nick Cruz. And so in the UK, they've deemed this email that he wrote the Cruz missile. But it's
works.
A very, very personal email written from him on behalf of he and his wife to their three adult children, in which he basically just kind of spills his guts and says he's bitterly, as he puts it, bitterly, bitterly disappointed in them, that they, as adults, they have not met their promise, they haven't lived up to their educations, they don't, you know, they have, between the three of them, they're going on 5 failed marriages, they have children all over the place, don't really pay attention to and support adequately. He's very worried about his grandchildren, he's worried about his wife, because it sounds like these people are constantly calling and dumping on their mother, you know, with their problems and kind of stuff. And he basically, and he says in this email, you know, I'm at my wit's end, and I've had enough. And the email actually was sent out last February, but I got to say, I don't think all of the children are completely losers, because one of them figured out how to make something out of that letter, because she got permission. She's working on a book of some sort, one of the daughters, and he's only speaking now. He's only on speaking terms with just one of them. And she wanted to release the letter, and she thought it would help her publicity. And I don't even know much about what her book is and whatnot, but she's ghostwriting a book or something. So anyway, she releases this email, and it goes viral all over the UK, and now it's all over here. And it's just some very tough love to very disappointing adult children who, you know, really kind of, he says things like, you know, our friends talk about the wonderful things that their children and grandchildren do, and we have nothing to share that would reflect well on us or on you.
Wow.
Well,
you know, he just hammers at home. And so it's very, I mean, he's basically said, you know, enough to stop calling us unless you have something good to say. We're tired of your drama.
Well, and, okay. You know, I get the frustration, but what you say in your letter, in your article, the email was released with permission. So that must mean that Nick Cruz gave permission to release the email, right?
Okay, yeah. So your point is he should not have given permission.
No, I mean, if you don't want this to go viral, don't do this. And now that you've told me that two of his kids aren't speaking to him, that was the goal in the first place. At least they're not calling him anymore.
There's one way to get him to stop calling.
I'm sorry, but I really don't have a problem with this.
I do.
I know you do,
you know,
Fred. But
we live in a pretty exhibitionist society and culture in the West generally, not just here, but certainly the UK is no different. And I think that here's what I will say. This is kind of what fascinated me about it. I wrote a column, and Andy, I think you had me on to talk about it when I wrote about the Occupiers column, and I wrote like, okay, who are these people and who parented them? And I kind of ranted. I went off on, you know, like, these kids at Ducati Park, somebody needs to tell them there's, like, no such thing as a free lunch. That was the only column I've ever written that went, like, totally viral. People are feeling a lot of frustration about, you know, behavior and attitudes that they consider just completely unacceptable. And we live in a culture now where you can't necessarily say that face-to-face anymore. People don't communicate very effectively. And so I think sometimes when you see this stuff on the internet, it goes far and wide because it feels really true to people, and they really just want to see those words out there. But I will say this. This guy, Nick Cruz, says, and he has said in subsequent interviews, hey, you know what? This is probably a reflection of the fact that I wasn't a very good parent.
Well,
you know, he was off on a Navy ship, and he wasn't home. And when he was home, he was very indulgent. And he says, you know, he bought into the whole idea of permissiveness in parenting, that he was, you know, that they were told, you know, you have to sit back and let your kids make their own mistakes. And so he wasn't very authoritative. He didn't get in the game. And so now he's trying to get in the game, but a little late.
Yeah,
you know?
A little late. And I have to say, the example that he uses here and the one that you cited where he said, well, our neighbors, our friends are all talking about their great kids.
Yeah.
And you three deadbeats have disappointed us. Now, that kind of competitive nature, to me, says something about him. I mean, why should he give a damn what his neighbors think about his kids? It's there, and I find that as an odd example here. So I guess I'm a little apprehensive of Nick Cruz and his motivations. That's just the way I am.
Wow, how about
and
you?
And I'm sticking to it.
And he's backing away from the mic as he says it, Mary Beth. Like put that in your pipe and smoke it.
I'm going to call the kids and make sure everybody's okay.
Yeah,
really.
And that's the other thing.
One of the things I've learned in all these years of writing, and you know, I kind of write at this intersection between politics and parenting.
You do.
And that is that this is the parenting is a topic about which people are supremely sensitive and very opinionated and very defensive. And if you put something out there, you remember when the Chinese mother thing came out? Everybody, you know, the big controversy.
We talked to her on the air.
Yeah.
The tiger mom. Yeah. You're talking about the tiger mom.
Tiger mom. And you know, so, you know, she wrote this thing about, you know, Confessions of the Tiger Mom. I devoured that book. I saw a lot of stuff, and it was great. And a lot of it, she made herself sound completely bad. You know what?
Yeah.
You know, so, but nothing could be more personal. And she was so criticized, and her daughters were like, our mom loves us. We don't know what you're talking about. So it's just interesting because parenting in and of itself is a place where people, you know, we're allowed to have our own strategies, and there isn't really a right and wrong. There are some better and worse skills, I think, in parenting. And I think generally I believe for a long time we have a parenting crisis in this country because we've lost a lot of skill.
I agree with that.
Nick Cruz is an example of a not skilled dad who's looking at what happens when you don't really have the skill set.
And the other missing piece here, and you brought it up, at least you alluded to it, was he should have had this conversation in public. I think this is the
kind of thing, or private?
Well, in private. I mean, if he wanted to do it in a public place, it wouldn't be shouting. But all I'm saying is now it's all over the world, okay?
Yeah.
And to some degree, I think the message is going to be lost because these kids are saying, oh, my God.
No, but I think what it does, it exposes him for what he is and his kids for what they are. And if nothing else, it serves as an educational tool for us.
Yeah. And, you know, and that's really about what happens when you... When
come on, Fred, that makes sense.
It's probably not going to do much for him or his kids in their relationship, but maybe hopefully somebody would learn from it. And I think that one of the things you have to learn is you got to be tough earlier because this is way too late in the game. And, you know, when you're hard on your kids and you speak the truth to them, you do it privately and you do it quietly. I learned something as a parent. The louder you are, the less the things should matter.
Yeah.
When it really matters, you speak quietly and simply.
Yeah, that's true. So. That's true. Fred yells at me a lot, but then there are those moments where he talks to me very quietly.
That's right. But that's, and I learned that because when my kids were little, I would spank them each at the beginning of the month and say, this is for nothing. Make sure you don't do something. worked out pretty well.
You have not written any emails that told your kids that they were a bitter disappointment.
No, but
they've written emails saying he was a disappointment.
Yeah. Well, you're using the past tense. They're not.
All right. Well, listen, Mary Beth, thank you very much. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. A parent's pot shot heard round the web. Always
thanks,
good
Mary
to
Beth.
Talk to you. See ya.
Thanks, gentlemen. Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Mary Beth Hicks always writes great stuff here at the Washington Times. 5:47, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, and RLTV. Andy Parks, Fred Grandy, live from the Washington Times. We'll be right back.